Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
SWS badges, or called static water supply signs. This is a bit of a education for me. My son said, walk up the street, and it's actually up the street, to the fire services. So Australia's in the grip of what you call fire terror. So the United States stuff happens, but there's a much smaller population. Oops. Crap. I'll just go across. I just don't want to crash when I'm talking about this. It's a much smaller population, much drier continent, much higher, highly flammable trees, all this type of crap, and years of experience. And so there's sort of built into the culture. It depends who you are. If you're new to the country, or you come from a different ethnic group, the message doesn't necessarily get through to you. But you tend to live in sort of apartment towers or in housing estates, and it doesn't matter. But if you're out in the bush, you certainly get used to it. And I had to go and get an SWS called static water supply. Now, could there be a different set of letters which sort of was a little bit more less obscure? Static water supply. So that means that you put this little glow, or it should be glow in the dark, reflective sign on your post, and it's a real old-fashioned idea. It tells that people that if there is a fire, if you have a fire, you can go into a property with a static water supply and just dip your bucket or whatever it is in, or So essentially, if you've got a pool or a water tank which is accessible, you're supposed to put these SWS signs on your fence post. Of course, I was sent down home. It's going to be a very short podcast on this. I went home, went up the street, put it across, got a bit of wire. Of course, I put it across my house number, and that is actually a traffic offence. You can be a quadriplegic person who has never driven a car, never been in a car, never been on a road, but you can commit a traffic offence from your bed. You can be the property owner of a property without the street number, because without the street number on it, it means that emergency services can't get there on time. No street number, so that's actually a traffic offence. So I actually, by hanging out a shingle, it's called. The word hang out a shingle in Australia at least means set up a business, not in a major way, but just you're going to sell something on the side, you hang out the shingle, or I don't know, it's all setting up a business means hanging out a shingle. But you I hung the sign and it went over the property number, even though I've got another property number. I had to move it across, and it just occurs to me that we are living in the past. An SWS sign should have a little solar cell and GPS signal, basically it's across it. And it slowly everyone is working out, is this cable long enough, what happens if this power fails here? And so it's so in hospitals and police stations, they've got all backup power units. So I've got to buy some milk, and of course there's been a little bit of variation in supply. So I've got to get that home, and then I can go off to the gym 904. Bloody hell. What I hate is doing 3 hours gym work after 9 o'clock, because that takes you over midnight. So what I try and do is I try and speed up the in-between weight training for it to get it done. So it's called static water supply. And there are things like this. It depends how you go. And it's amazing how, if you're ignorant of it, people don't tell you. They never tell you often. I'm just going to wait for this car to come up here. And look, there's just all these bizarre things. There's the long bike path. There's a bike path up the top here, and the road has these poles which come out and do a U shape, and so the bike can hang on to that. And it's supposed to be some sort of safety feature they introduced. I don't quite understand how it works. It's all this going across here, and somehow my son, I don't know what they've done. I think they've gone out in his car. They're sort of going all the national, like all the national parks, all the walking tracks are gone, because all the emergency people are off fighting fires. They can't be off looking for the inevitable lost bushwalker or someone caught out there. They just close all the national parks. Basically, a lot of Australia closes down. you can't get around. In the farms, of course, you can go anywhere, but in the national parks, all the national parks close, lock the gates. And so they can burn to buggery, basically, because there will be no one there. That's not quite true. There's firefighting trails up there. Okay, I'll do this one, and then I'll do the next little micro podcast. Thanks a lot for listening. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.